things to draw our attention. So, wal asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by time. Time, as it's passing us by, is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from time. He put human beings in the world and He made them subjective to time. So this is one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have a period of time that we live in this world. One of the great scholars of the past used to say that our life is like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, this life is melting away. You know, in India, they used to have these like dry ice, or they didn't have refrigerators. So somebody would get a big ice block and bring it to the village. And people would come and break pieces of the ice and take it away to keep their items cold. From some other place, they would bring it to the village. There was no refrigeration. So they would leave that ice outside. You know, see the big block of ice, you leave it and it melts. Towards half, maybe half a day or by midday, completely melted. So our life is like that, like a block of ice on a hot day. Only thing we can't see when that last drop is going to fall from that block and there is no ice left. We can't see when we got that last moment, when is going to be that last moment for me and for you, we can't tell. So Allah Ta'ala is drawing our attention to that, that this time is a very, very important thing. Wal asr. Oh man, pay attention to time. Be aware of the time. This time that we have given you in this world. This opportunity that we have given you in this world. Be aware of it. Be conscious of it. Appreciate it. Look after it. It is like your capital. Capital meaning like your wealth. It's something that you have got, like an asset. Person has got millions and billions, but his life has come to an end. He can't take benefit from any of those things anymore. He can't take benefit from his family anymore. Because his life has expired. The appointed time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, his life has passed away now. It's finished. So while he was alive, that was an asset. A person can only do good deeds while he is alive. He can't do any good deeds afterwards when he goes in the grave. Even if he reads Quran Sharif in the grave also, it won't add to his book of deeds because the time amal and for doing that good deed was in this world while he was alive. Whatever we need to achieve while we in this worldly life, we can only do it while we have life. So we should treasure this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. This is a surah many of us read in our salah because it's a short surah. People who want to complete their salah quickly, so it's a famous surah. But now, let us try and internalize me first, and I'm encouraging you. Let's try and internalize this meaning. Even if we learn the short surahs that we understand the meaning, when we are reciting our salah, we can ponder over it. Wal asr, by time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath on time. Innal insana lafi khusr. So Allah Ta'ala then explains afterwards that verily man is at a loss with regards to this time. He's in a loss. Why is he in a loss? Because firstly he doesn't know when this worldly life is coming to an end. I don't know whether one more word I'm going to say from this member. We don't know. We make dua. Allah give us long lives so we can accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. That should be the reason why we are wanting to live. If we are going to spend more years in disobedience for Allah, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are building a bigger case against ourselves on the day of Qiyamah. So when we ask for a long life, it must be for a good reason. That Ya Allah, grant me a long life with afiyah, with iman. I must be in the state of iman. If I have a long life and I pass away without iman, Life was of no use to me in the yard. Of no use. Allah protect us. I'm going to suffer in the year after because I passed away without iman. So it needs to be a life with iman, with afiyat, protection. Allah must keep this iman protected. And doing good deeds. That must be our intention to live longer. To do good deeds. A believer is waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that is why he is staying here longer or he is making dua for a long life is so that he can do more good deeds so when he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can make Allah more happy with him. Otherwise, a believer is the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waiting to meet his creator. But which person wants to go and meet his creator in a bad condition? We don't even want to meet our parents in a bad condition. Meaning, if you've led a life where you messed up everything, and now you go to see your father or you go to see your mother and they look at you and they say, this child only gave me grief. Look at his, I'm still worrying about him. He still hasn't come right. Which child wants to visit his parents like that? That after all that I did for him, look at his condition, he's still going down the wrong roads, can't keep a stable job, can't look after his family, in vices, evils, he's a nuisance to society. Nobody wants to meet their parents like that. How they want to meet their parents is, the father looks at it and he's proud of his son. And my son, he's a good child to me, he's obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's doing good deeds, he's fulfilling the responsibilities, he's helping others. Hey, I'm proud of the son of man. Like that, that's how we feel in the dunya. So just like that, a believer should be feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created me. He has given me every faculty of mine. How can I be in a good condition when I see my creator? That, ya Allah, you gave me all these ni'mats. This is what I did to make you happy. That's how he wants to be. Right? So he has to appreciate this time. So Allah Ta'ala said, "Innal insana lafi khus." Oh man, remember that with regards to this time, it's passing away very, very fast. You can't even be complacent. You are like in a loss with regards to this time. Because firstly, you don't know when it's going to come to an end. And it's moving. All the time, parts of your life are disappearing, like that block of ice. Whatever has been allocated to you, you don't know whether it's 50 years, 10 years, 100 years, but as you are talking, parts of that life is passing. Remember that this is your capital. Don't be in a loss with regards to your capital. So all of the people who waste this life, oh man, innal insana lafi khusr. All those people that waste this life, they're in a loss, they wasted this capital, except illa. Allah Ta'ala then makes an exception. Illa, illa alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then gives us the solution. That all of man, with regards to this worldly life and his time, is in a loss. It's going to be of useless to him in the day of Qiyamah, except which people? Then Allah Ta'ala gives four qualities. Two qualities are personal and two qualities are with regards to our community at large. So what's the first two qualities? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe. This includes all the beliefs that are in Islam. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, the prophets, believing in the books of Allah, believing in Jannah and Jahannam, believing in Taqdeer, life after death, that we will have to account on the day of Qiyamah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these beliefs, I'm just giving a summary, all these beliefs the person believes. So this is the first thing that he has to fulfill if he doesn't want to be in a loss. Then the second thing, which I've already given in the preamble, is that he needs to be doing good deeds. He needs to be using this worldly life for good deeds, for amina saliha, good deeds. All types of good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make it such that he just made one or two things good. Only must read salah only. Only must make zikr only. Or only must read Quran Sharif only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make it only those things. There are so many things that a person can do that is the Sharia has termed as a good deed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us. Basic things. Like making the next person smile is a good deed. Putting happiness onto the face of someone else is a good deed. Removing difficulties from the path of others is a good deed. Just pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the person is, outwardly he looks like he's doing nothing. He's just sitting. But while he's sitting, in his heart, in his mind, he's reflecting over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala created the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. In his heart, maybe his tongue is not even moving, but in his heart he's saying, Subhanallah, all praise is due to Allah. Look at how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Maybe he's not even going so far, he's just looking at his body. He's looking at the uniqueness in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made each person's fingerprint. That thousands and thousands of people are being born, and each and every person has got a unique fingerprint. He's looking at the technology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they spend millions coming up with the ways to make unique codes that identify people, but they run out also. Like number plates, now we went from a full digit number plate to including some letters, alphabets in the number plate. This helps us to get more unique number plates. So that everyone's car number plate is different. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is producing from time, from the first man, each one has got a different fingerprint. Subhanallah. Allah's system is carrying on. So Allah ta'ala is, we don't even have to look far. Fi anfusikum. You must look inside themselves and see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to do good deeds. So the first two things is, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do good deeds. And then Allah ta'ala talks about other qualities that are required between each other. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ, and then they encourage one another towards the truth. They encourage one another. Not just encourage others, we also need to be encouraged. We need an environment. You know, sometimes they say, he can give it, but he can't take it. They say he can give it, he can give the advice, but he can't take it. Or he can tell the jokes on others, but he can't take the joke. So Islam is a religion where you don't ever forget yourself. When you're advising others, you don't ever forget yourself. This is a verse of the Quran Sharif where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِنَ الصَّالِحَةِ. So Allah ta'ala says that which speech is better than the one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking about the da'i, the person who is calling towards Allah. Which speech is better than the one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَمِنَ الصَّالِحَةِ. That means this person who is calling, he's not negligent himself. He's telling someone else, we'll read salah, but you look in his life, you can't find any salah. You tell somebody else that, you know, be good to your parents, but you look in his history, or you look at his condition, he doesn't even visit his parents, he doesn't make their khidmah, he doesn't make dua for them. He doesn't engage, inquire from them about their well-being, nothing. So you want effects. You want to create change in the society. You want other people to do good. So start with yourself. Start with yourself. You do good. Right? Then when you call other people to good, then Allah Ta'ala will put effect in that calling of yours. because you yourself are a practicing person. But we mustn't get the wrong end of the stick also, that now if someone, we see someone who's not practicing, but they're giving us the right message. They're giving us the right message. So when they're giving us the right message, oh no, you mustn't talk. You mustn't tell me anything because you do the X, Y, and Z. That's also not correct. Why? Because there are other verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind. Allah ta'ala is giving an order. That remind others. Because reminder is good for the believers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't talk about the person who's reminding. He doesn't mention any qualities of the person who's reminding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just says that the person must remind. So we should be open. If we are believers, any person who reminds us about something that is good, they bring the truth to us. They are telling us a home truth about something that we need to implement in our life, or something that we need to practice on, or do in Islam, or improve our life, we should be willing to listen. Whether it's a small child, sometimes the child goes to madrasa, comes home and he tells the parents also what they learned new. Right? Because why it's new to them? Because they're not seeing it in the home. But now, is that the time to become defensive about why we're not practicing on Islam? Or is that a time to take the advice of the child and say, mashallah, you learned this. Come, let's together, we change our lives. And let's start practicing on this Islam that you are learning. This is what I'm supposed to be doing also. Your father, your mother, we were supposed to have been doing it, but now that you're bringing it to our attention, Allah has sent you as a guide for our home. So now we are going to practice with you. So whether it's a small child that came to advise us, or it's an elderly person in the community, or it's sometimes we're only willing to accept advice from the wealthy and the academic and the intelligent, but someone who is downtrodden, who doesn't have too much of respect in the society, when they advise us, we're not willing to listen. So that's not how a believer functions. Why? The believer doesn't look at who's reminding, based on this verse of the Quran. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That reminder, irrespective of who it comes from, it is beneficial for the believer. Someone who's got true iman in his heart, when he gets reminded, he doesn't look at who's reminding him. He listens to the message. The message is important. So in this last verse of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that which people will benefit from this worldly life and it won't be a loss to them. So we explained already, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do good deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they encourage one another towards the truth. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they encourage one another towards peace. Sometimes when we think of patience, and I'm sure you must have heard this before, that we just think of sabr alal musiba. That we think about patience with regards to difficulties. That means if somebody loses a family member, he must adopt patience. If someone lost his job, then he must adopt patience. Someone is sick, then he must adopt patience. So this is one type of patient, one category. There are three categories of patience. Sabr ala ta'at, to be patient on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To wake up every day and go and read your Fajr Salah with Jama'ah in the masjid. To patiently persevere and do that throughout one's life. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death comes. You know, sometimes we, because of the weakness in our iman and the weakness in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you hear people talk about their weaknesses, that they are getting tired on practicing deen. But the true lover and the person of true iman, and he keeps on practicing right till death comes. As I said in the beginning, He's wanting to practice right till his last moment to put himself in the best condition to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person is making sabr ala ta'at, that means sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one more, which is what this verse is most probably alluding to, as the Mufassirin has mentioned, is that it is sabr alal masum, that it is patience on abstaining from sins. That you, if you want to do, you don't want to be in a loss with regards to this time in the year after, then firstly you must believe and do good deeds. But what will be two other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into the equation, that if it's not done, it can derail a person. That they are not encouraging one another towards truth. That sometimes you don't know yourself all the things that are right. You need others to point it out to you. We have to have an environment where we are calling each other towards what is good, to what is haq, towards the truth. And secondly, that if a person does not have patience upon masiyah, upon staying away from sins, he indulges in his base desires. He fulfills whatever nafs and shaitan encourage him away, in which he will be derailed. So he may be a believer, and he may be doing good deeds on one side, but I'll end on this example. There was a great alim. So he was traveling in a car with his students, and it was a hot day, so they put the air conditioner on. And the car wasn't getting cool. We're waiting now for the car to get cool. Car is not getting cool. They're driving for another 10, 15 minutes. So he asked them, the aircon is on. They said, gee. Oh, no, the aircon is on. So then he asked them, just check if any of the windows are open. So somebody found that on one of the windows had not been fully rolled up. Maybe the car also, the aircon was not as powerful as we get nowadays, that maybe even the window is slightly open and you still feel some coolness. But anyway, so they said, the one of the windows are slightly open, so they rolled that window up. After a few minutes, now the car got nice and cool. So he said, we must take a lesson from this incident, that the aircon was pumping out the cold air. And naturally, that cold air was supposed to make this car cool. But we had left the window open, so that cold air was escaping from the window. But just like that, when we do good deeds, these good deeds will bring hasanat, it will bring nur into the heart, it will bring coolness into the heart of the person. But when the person leaves the window of sins open, he goes to the gambling den, he does adultery, he steals from others, he lies, he cheats, he does all types of sinful deeds, then that good that those good deeds were bringing are being dispatched and being washed away, and the effect of it is being lost through those windows of sin. So it's a lesson for me, it's a lesson for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice on this ayat of the Quran Sharif. These short surahs, we should try and learn the meanings. Surah Ikhlas, people read regularly, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, the surah that we recited today, wal asr, in their salah, because it's short, and generally people are trying to make their salah quickly. Allah Ta'ala grant us forgiveness and tawfiq to do better in our salah. But at least with these short surahs, if we understand the meaning, then we can ponder over it in our salah. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, wa akhira da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.